Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm enjoying the bright, sunshiny weather, but boy, it makes it a little tough on Mondays when it is this gosh darn cold. Oh my goodness, I hope you are all staying warm out there. We're going to try to keep the conversation hot, given all the news of the day, because right here at Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. I got Cardi with me on the board today. And if you've been listening to the show, you may know that I have this tiny little dog. It's an 11 and a half pound miniature dachshund. Because I enjoy irony, I'm a great big tall person, so I figured, oh, I'll get a tiny dog. Suffice it to say, tiny dogs with very little to no fur. I don't even, if you'd call what Finny's got fur, because she's a smooth coat dachshund. It's more like a million little eyelashes. Suffice it to say, the dog has very little fat, very little fur. And she basically will get all excited to go outside. I'll open up the door with her, and she does not want to go. And this is with like fully bundled tiny little dog. In other words, I'm really sorry to say and or admit that I've now become the person that I used to make fun of a lot, Cardi, if you know what I mean. Like I bought myself a nicer car because I drive more now, and nice. I get all worried about it getting dinged, so I'm parking in the corner of the parking lot. I used to make fun of those people. I've now got a tiny dog that requires a little jacket and booties, and I'm all worried about her all the time. I used to make fun of those people. Now those people are me.
Hey,
should I be concerned, or is this just like fully middle age? What do you think?
I think it's all in a day's time. It was meant for you to have that.
Right? Oh my goodness. I will always hopefully retain the ability to laugh at myself. These two things, no exception. Again, hope you and your little or big pets are staying warm out there. It is a chilly one. Also, just be sure to bring your sunglasses if you're driving, because the sun is blindingly bright this afternoon. Cardi, did you watch the Packers yesterday? Oh,
I did. And I was actually going for the Packers, despite them not being my favorite team ever. It was crazy. I was so disappointed.
Wait. News is being made. Mr. Cardi, producer extraordinaire. What do you mean you're not a Packers fan? Do explain.
All right. So when Mike McCarthy decided that he wanted to leave the Packers, yes. I decided not to be a fan of the Packers. But even before that, Troy Aikman was my favorite quarterback going into the Deion Sanders era.
Okay. Well, see, yeah. This is a little generational, right? Like, I can give you a little Dallas love, although forget you, Jerry Johnson and Jimmy. Like, just not my favorite guys. But I was a huge Emmett Smith fan.
Yep.
Huge Emmett Smith fan growing up. So I can grant you, Deion was a little bit munch, but I've enjoyed watching him as a college football coach. I'll grant you
Coach
that too.
Brian.
Yeah. Well, the man is entertaining. We cannot dispute that. And I certainly understand the Aikman, Deion Sanders era. Okay, but you are a native Wisconsinite, so but for the Cowboys, you root for the Packers. Am I getting this mostly correct?
Yeah, if they're here, I definitely will root for the Packers. I am a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, so I'll give you that.
Well, see, different sport now, friend.
Yeah, I agree. But we're talking state sports.
So your cover is I'm a homer about certain sports, and you're a homer for the Bucks. Well, I appreciate that. Listen, I don't think anybody thought this was going to likely go very well for the Packers. Playing in Philadelphia is always a challenge. Certainly, playoff atmosphere, Philadelphia, even more of a challenge. And you take the Eagles with the number one defense in the league. It was really funny to me listening to the most attractive man to have ever played football do commentary, right? Like, first of all, I need to not see Tom Brady's face when the commentary is happening. It's like, you're too handsome to look at. I just get lost in the deep blue pools. And, you know, so I tend to do other things while Tom Brady's doing the commentary. And he does know a ton about football, and I find his commentary good. But basically, Brady's commentary I could have done, because it was like, boy, this is sure going to be challenging for the Packers, and the Eagles have that number one defense in the league. Like, that was the sum total of the main themes of the day, and certainly it came true. It got to the point in the game, Cardi, I don't know about you, where I kept thinking, if you're LaFleur, other than having a meticulously groomed, I don't really call it a beard, but it's not really a goatee either. Other than that, and like the cut-in part, other than having bizarrely fastidious grooming, do you start thinking to yourself as Matt LaFleur, gee whiz, do I get my guys out of this game lest anyone else get hurt? It kind of felt like you maybe have to be thinking about protect mode. It was just devastating for the Packers, looking for updates on those injuries in the next few days. But man, not an easy end of the season to the Packers. The score was closer than the game play actually indicated. And wow, Jones, basically the guy putting the team on his back, trying to put up some yards and at least get some points on the board. It was a painful game, a whimper to the end of this season for the Packers. It'll be, where do they go from here? How bad are the injuries? All of our inquiring minds want to know. And to you Bears fans out there, you didn't even make the playoffs, so hush, hush. I don't want to hear it. Folks, it was painful for me. So I'm going to be throwing all of my cheering weight behind the Detroit Lions going forward. And if it can't be the Lions,
I have one of my buddies that I went to school with. He actually plays on the Lions this year, and he's made the team. So he's going
well,
good. Kevin Zeitler.
What's the guy's name?
Kevin Zeitler.
What's his name?
Kevin Zeitler.
Kevin Zeitler. Yep, and what was the high school?
Wisconsin Lutheran High School, class of 2008.
Ooh, you're young in yourself, I guess would be the expression. You're young in yourself. I give people my high school graduation date, and I'm aging myself. Well, I'll be keeping my eyeballs peeled, certainly. And if not the Lions, I'm probably going to be cheering for Kansas City.
Let's go.
Boy, that would be fun to see. I love the way that they play football right now and the vibe. Folks, I wanted to start the day off with, you know, those points of connectivity that we all share here in Wisconsin, which is our Packers and sports and the gosh darn weather. We always talk about these things because the theme of this week to me, in addition to the fact that we're ramping up for the inauguration, there's going to be these confirmation hearings. But the other theme for this week, and I think this is a theme going forward in the Trump administration, is you've got to kind of want to deal with some of the wonky legal things that are going on. Why do I say that this is not just going to be a theme this week, but going forward more generally? I say this because the courts, both state courts and federal courts, as we've been discussing, are going to be maybe one of the single most important guardrails or boundaries that will potentially rein in Donald Trump and what his administration tries to do. And so getting through some of the technicalities and understanding if they matter, and if so, why exactly they matter, and what do they say about how things will develop moving forward, becomes really important. And this week, in both state and federal courts, both outside of Wisconsin and here in Wisconsin, there are some really important sort of technical legal things going on. And here's the marker that I want to put down even beyond, hey, we need to pay attention to what happens in these court cases, because I'll help you with that. I'm your friendly lawyer lady and nerdy economist that you can find here on Civic Media every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., bringing my experience in the federal appeals court system, in federal practice, and then also here in state practice and working for the government and state and local government here in the state of Wisconsin, to bear on these issues. I will help you with all of that. But beyond that, it's not just about what's the wonk. It's about how quickly do the courts respond and get to the heart of these matters. Because what we've seen in terms of Donald Trump's criminal cases, that his tactic was what most deep-pocketed defendants, whether in civil or criminal court, know their best defense is, and that is delay. It's not to ever join issue or argue about the facts or bring everything to light. It's to delay those cases. And Donald Trump's strategy of delay has been incredibly, incredibly successful for him. And we are kind of seeing the last gasps of that strategy play out this very week. I keep refreshing my news update feeds to see if something has happened while we're on the air. Because whether or not the American public gets to see any of former special counsel Jack Smith's report on either January 6th or on the super secret stolen spy documents case yet remains to be seen. And guess who's deciding all of this? Aha, the federal courts. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on. It's complicated. I'll explain it. But again, the interplay between different levels of courts and sometimes state and federal courts can be complicated. But keep in mind, it's all about like how much time is passing. How long does it take to get through these things? So when we come back, I'm not going to start with the Jack Smith reports. Where I am going to start is the kerfuffle that is going on in North Carolina over their Supreme Court election that just happened. The difference in that election is 734 votes. And now we apparently have both federal and state courts weighing in on whether 60,000 ballots should be thrown out. I break it down, all coming up next. You're not going to want to go anywhere because we got a little bit of a Supreme Court race coming up right here in Wisconsin in April. You're not going to want to miss my breakdown, so keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.